Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Wait. Welcome everyone to Sloppy Joes.
And I'm doing it this.
Oh. What's happened?
Power.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. My name is Joe, that is Joe McGraw.
Yay!
Ethan James is behind the camera as
well.
How are we doing?
Push it to the limit. Push it to the limit now.
Do you know what? I feel like we've not caught up in a while.
Merry Christmas, Christmas.
No, it's done that. Although Booking.com are using, it's the most wonderful time.
It's done, Booking.com. We're nearly at the 20th of Jan. We're nearly at the 20th of Jan. We can't be doing Christmas shit no more.
No, but what they're saying is the most wonderful time of the year is actually summer, which I think is a nice play because Booking.com are a holiday website, aren't they? So I think what they're trying to suggest is the most wonderful time of the year isn't Christmas. It's when you go away with your loved ones.
Oh, that's nice.
Your bookers. They keep calling us. They're booking.
They're doing that on purpose, aren't they?
I love it.
Do you?
I love when it's just on the edge of swearing.
Do you remember those t-shirts that were really big about 15 years ago? The FC UK.
All my t-shirts are big.
And they're still big now, let alone 15 years ago. They've only got bigger.
Cheeky fucker, what are you laughing at?
PT in the park. Do you remember the FC UK, French Connection United Kingdom? We know the brand, FC UK.
Yeah.
Do you remember there was a big trend like 15 years ago of people having like, what the FC UK on the t-shirt? But it'd be FC UK, so go FC UK yourself. And stuff like that.
Really?
Do you remember that? Racy. People thinking it's a swear word, but last minute we got an FC UK in there. Do you remember that?
Yeah, sort of.
You don't at all, do you?
No.
You're still getting into the Von Dutch scene, aren't you?
Sure.
Do you remember them caps? The Von Dutch cap, the Von Dutch t-shirt. God, the early 2000s.
Do you remember the chinos? They were good, weren't they? The chinos. I used to love chinos.
Were you getting your chinos from River Island, mate? Officers Club?
I think I got chinos from Top Man.
Men's wear?
Topman. Or Burton Menswear, actually. You bring that back. I remember that.
Thank you.
I remember I think I signed up for something once where I got like a credit card from them. My dad went mental. I was only like 16. They went, do you want to not pay for your shopping now and just do it over time? I went, yeah, fuck it. You shouldn't be doing that, should they?
No.
I was literally only 16.
That's predatory.
I used to love going for a shop. Do you know, like clothes shopping when you were young? The world was yours, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's all you had to worry about really in life.
Yeah,
no burdens yet.
No, although dating was trickier, wasn't it? What were you like in school in terms of relationships?
I was like
with
15.
Women.
With women.
Yeah. What's your earliest memory of approaching or being approached by a potential sort of mate?
I think it was mainly in the last year of school where everyone got boozy. Do you know, like, where you were allowed to sort of maybe have a bring some cans round to someone's 16th birthday party?
Yes, you prey on drunk women. Drunk schoolgirls.
I was a schoolboy at the time. We're all drunk. They might have. How do you know they didn't fucking poach on me? No. I'm a fucking target.
Let's be honest.
What is? Yeah, go on then. Let's fucking be honest.
So go
say what you want to say.
What happened?
And that's just where we started mingling with girls more.
Yeah. So do you remember the first person you ever was like? I think you're really attractive. I'd like to go out with you. Or what are you doing on Saturday? Do you want to go?
What are you doing on Saturday?
Do you want to go down the precinct?
I remember the cinema being a big one to taking the ladies out.
Oh yeah, the ladies.
Transformers 3.
Oof.
What?
Is that who you were dating?
No. Fucking no. If I wish. Transformers is something better than what I was dating.
A three at once is a lot.
What? But no, yeah, so the cinema. So, no, I don't. Yeah, I remember sort of the back end of year 11.
Who was it?
It wasn't a nickname. That was when I first got a first girlfriend. I was in year 11 as well.
You'd Can we just happy. Agree? We're never going to use the phrase the back end of a year 11 ever again.
The back end of year 11, not of. You said of the year 11.
Oh, right. What did you say?
Of year 11.
Okay, right. That's all right then.
That's where I got my first girlfriend, had my first kiss.
I love this. I know we spoke about it before. What happened? What else happened?
You'll never know.
In the cinema?
No.
Transformers 3?
Oh, no. I had a mate who used to love getting wanked off at the cinema.
Really?
He used to take pride in it. The weirder the films, the better. I think he got wanked off to Marley and Me. He didn't go at like busy times. He'd go at like times where there was no one kicking about. He's mental, him. He is mental.
Worked up to Marley and me.
And then college, I got a girlfriend for a couple of years. And then I had a couple of years like through uni where I was thinking, well, I wasn't really that very like, I was a bit shit at, you know, the talks, you know, like, you know, hey, ladies.
Yeah.
And then met Becky, bumped into Becky in a bar.
Oh.
When I was 21, and here we are, 28. That doesn't make sense. 22, I think.
What do you say? What do you say? You bumped Becky with a bar. Did you hit her over the head with a crossbar? And did you get back?
No, you cheeky fucker. I bumped into her. We met at a bar. Proper old school. I mean, swap numbers.
I remember trying to chat someone up at primary school.
What do you mean?
It's one of the most awkward and embarrassing memories I've ever had. I've never told anyone because it's so horrible.
Were you just walking past?
No, I know. No. Right, we need to fucking
stop it.
Because we have to accept that all of these stories are going to take place in a time that would be inappropriate if we were our current age.
So
I was in primary school. I don't know, probably 8 or 9 years old. I was rightly in primary school being taught by the teachers. Yeah. I was 8. The girl was 8.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember just, I was just like saying like, oh, I really fancy you.
Really?
Oh,
that's cute. I want to sit back.
Not cute. Just, oh. But I didn't know what, and I wrote a little note and just nothing. Just nothing back. And I'm fucking sat there just thinking, that's this. I thought I never would take chances like that with anything. Whether it be friends or like girlfriends, I never would be like, I'm going to risk like, oh, can I stay at yours tonight? I wouldn't say stuff like in case I couldn't bear the rejection of it all.
Yeah.
So then to do it and just get nothing. I think that sent me back by a good decade. Because the next time after that, so I'm 7 or 6 or 8 or whatever. The next time after that I told anyone I fancied them or even told my mates that I fancied someone else was 10 years later.
What
when
do you
like
mean?
16.
Fucking hell.
15, maybe.
Really eight, must have set you back.
It did.
What was your first kiss even? How old were you?
I remember sitting in the playground and there was, you know, a gazebo. Are you aware of gazebos?
Gazebo?
What is this question? What is
so
what
I remember.
Gazebo sounds like.
Is it, are you aware of gazebo podcast? Yeah, we know what a gazebo is.
I was sat in the gazebo and, but like people knew.
Are you, actually, wait, what were you sat on?
What are you doing in on the top of it?
Chairs.
People knew it was like my gazebo.
So you're in the prairie. Your school has got a gazebo.
I'd be sat there with one of those.
Cigarettes?
Like, yeah, one, but the blue flower. And I was like, ladies roaming like that.
Fuck it.
Yeah, when you say gazebo, was it one of those white things that they put over a dead body?
No,
snuck in and started fiddling with it?
No, I didn't fiddle with anyone.
Fucking hell. So you're in your primary school playground and there's a gazebo.
Smoking a fag with loads of women round you.
The flower.
Is that really what you want to pretend happened?
True.
Yeah?
Say, bring me a drink, love, and we go get me one of those Cokes from the vending machine. The fruity, healthy ones.
The healthy Cokes?
Yeah.
Which, what are they called?
They're made of fruit.
What are you talking? You lost your head? Are you talking now?
You can get fizzy pops that are made of fruit. That's what we used to have at school.
And there's the gazebo in the middle of the playground?
Middle of the playground. Right on the edge of the playground, near the grass. And then in the middle, you've got a bit of football, bit of...
The cool kids, the who actually had girlfriends.
So what are you doing again? Please, bring it back on.
Actually, the first time I interacted with the first time I'd talked to a kid in the playground as a child, myself, was she was jumping on the logs. Like the big sticks that you like.
We know what fucking logs are, Ethan. Are you having a laugh?
And I was just
big. He's just called logs big sticks. Like we wouldn't know what a log is, Joe. Do you know what a gazebo is? Do you know what a log is?
And I was just watching her, and she was like, "Why are you watching me?" I went, "I quite like you."
And you went, "Oi, tuts, up."
Yeah.
So one left, leaving space for the new log lady
in the gazebo.
She comes over. So you said, "I like watching you." You said,
"Yeah." That was the first kind of interaction. And then my first girlfriend in high school.
Wait, so your
you
first
had a girlfriend in primary?
Before we carry on, so your only interaction with a girl was, why are you watching me? And you said, I like watching you.
Just very good on the logs.
So it wasn't remotely
potential.
Sort of like girlfriendy, boyfriendy, cutesy, whatever.
What, in the Olympics? The log Olympics? What do you mean you saw potential?
Just Yeah. Good balance. No, no.
Good balance.
I cut that. Right, that.
Down. No, you can't just say cut that and cut it. I don't want you to cut it. Good balance. Oh, there's nothing to do about that. Okay. Right, good balance. Why are you cutting good balance?
So did you not chat to her any more than that? You're not cutting good balance. Like a girlfriend.
No, she became a girlfriend.
Oh, well, why do you say that?
Fucking hell.
Well, that was how I got her.
Got
her. You
complimented the balance.
Did you ever like do anything other than just like maybe hold hands at most?
No, I just held hands at most.
You didn't like go around to each other's house or anything. I'm not expecting.
No.
Right, and then at the high school. Let's get him to more better territory where we can stay away from.
Well, what I did was so she became my girlfriend quite quickly. But the reason why I got going was because I knew she liked the script, the band. Oh, yeah. So I started doing research at home. And I've always been quite music illiterate. So I started like reading up on the script, memorising lyrics, writing it down to try and help me remember it. Then I'd come in and I was whistling the tune to Break Even. And she went, hang on, do you like the script? Yes, I did.
Yeah, I know it. When a log breaks, no, it don't break even. She likes logs, she likes the script. Let's fucking do them both at once.
Are we in high school now?
We're in high school now. My first ever date was going to the script with her dad.
Just you and her dad?
And her.
Oh, hi.
I was going to say, what she saw was an annoying weedy boy with glasses. That's what her dad saw was a potential.
Mad.
Wasn't it? No. She won't be coming. She's on the logs with another boy. It's me and you going to the cinema, big boy. So you and her dad went to the cinema.
How awkward was that seeing the script with her and her dad?
Wow. It was only wee, wasn't it? But it was quite the date. First ever concert I went to.
That's quite nice.
Did you see her for a while?
4 years.
What? 4 years?
And how many times did you fuck?
Is she the person that you
did until you're like, yeah, 10?
Oh no.
Did you was that your first
No.
Full love?
No, we didn't even go that far.
Oh, that's all right.
When was that age? Full love.
Are you full love?
First person I fell in love with.
No. First person your trousers fell in love with.
Just, you know, just one of them.
We stop this wonderful podcast from a message by our sponsors. Mm. Hi, Joe, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Now, Joe, yeah, very, very well, thank you. Joe, you've got luscious locks. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I'm not blessed with such amazing hair. Mm. And that really got me down. Mm. And I think you've seen my journey with my hair, haven't you?
We speak about it a lot. And it's something that I think, especially in the past, was a big focus of your life, wasn't it? How do we get this right? How do we minimise this? How do we, you know, fingers crossed, bring things back to life?
Yes.
I don't hear you talking about it as much anymore.
Because, I'll tell you why, it did get me down a lot. Other people were commenting quite mean online, being on the podcast and being on other social videos. People love to have a go at me.
Yeah.
Bobby Charlton this.
Yeah.
You know, when is he going to just chop it all off?
Who's that egg? I hate that egg. You see that a lot, don't we, in the comments?
That was the past. Now, using suns.co.uk for the last 6 months, here's what I've seen, Joe. And I'll be honest with you. I think this is a long process, but I am sticking with it.
Yeah.
I order suns.co.uk. You get your spray, you get your tablets, you get your vitamins, you get your shampoo.
Yeah.
You start taking them. The first thing I saw was that my hair, I'd go into the shower.
Yeah,
and I'd be showering my hair, and you'd just see just hairs just coming off at a ridiculous rate.
Yeah,
the first thing Suns has done to me is it stopped that.
That's good. That's crucial, isn't it?
Yeah,
because before you know, you can't drive forward unless you've stopped reversing. Do you know what I mean?
Whose quote said that? Who said that?
Socrates.
And so that's what it's done. And now, over time, I'm seeing gradually my hair get a little bit more thicker.
Dense.
Some part of my hair is growing out quicker as well after haircuts. And I'm feeling more confident in myself.
Looking great.
And I'm here to tell you, sloppers, if you do have some moments where you look in the mirror and you feel a bit upset, your self-esteem is a bit low, you're worried about your hair, suns.co.uk has some treatments for you. And guess what? November is Cyber Month. We're excited to bring to you a brand new code for you to get your treatment. What's the code, I hear you ask?
What's the code, I say?
Oh, well, the discount code is Sloppy Joe's 33. And that is for 33% off.
That's a fantastic amount off. We should have said that toward the start.
Probably. Okay. A third off your treatments. Treatments can be found at suns.co.uk. I'll tell you which one I've got. Mm-hmm. The Full Works. Oof. It comes with, you've got your vitamins, tablets, hair shampoo, which smells delicious, by the way.
Some of those hand movements may not actually represent where those items are being applied. Vitamins, tablets. You don't put the tablets on the back of the head, you put them in your mouth. Same goes with the vitamins, okay?
I'm very sorry, yes. And then you've got your sprays and you will be looking fabulous.
Yeah.
So make the most of Cyber Month here. The Sloppy Joes applaud you too, because one day, like we say, you'll be sitting here and I'll have the same hair, fingers crossed, as Joe Smith.
Ta-da.
T's and C's apply to that little quote at the end there. But please do, suns.co.uk, use SloppyJoes33 as your discount code. Get it now.
It's all starting to tick over
what
again.
Is?
It's all coming back, isn't
what
it?
Is?
Oh, here it goes.
What is
it? Do you know, over Christmas, and it's cheese, and it's selection box, and I won't go to the gym because we've got this. And it's, oh, we'll have a beer. Oh, thanks for that. Oh, we'll stay up till 2 a.m. and watch this and stay up for that, and you can't miss this. No. 7 a.m. We're up. We rise every day. We're back on it. We're back in the gym. Back on the cold showers.
Nice.
I can't believe I'm saying it. You won't believe I'm saying it. There has been rumours on some of the tech forums.
Yeah.
Daphne 2.0.
No, I'm not asked about Daphne.
Daphne 2.0 is in the works.
So you're
she's being upgraded.
Not asked about Daphne.
And I've added a new thing to the ritual as well now.
What is it?
Mewing.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck
mewing
is. I don't know what it is, Ethan. What's but mewing? I don't know if I can be asked later. What is mewing?
No. Well, tell me what you look at me now. Tell me what you say.
Face.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes.
Anything in particular?
Hair.
You just have you just lost, like, you're not really, all your muscles have sort of gone out your face.
Okay, interesting. Now tell me what you say.
No, you look like you're trying to pull like a smirk if you're like a posh kid. Oh, my dad did go to Cambridge. Yeah. What are you doing?
Ah, yeah, interesting. Good. mewing.
Stop it.
No, my name's Joe McGrath, and I've got the feeble, under-evolved face of a mouth-breathing loser, for instance.
That was uncalled for.
My name's Ethan James.
Yeah, call
my name's Ethan James,
no.
And I only eat, soft processed breads, so my jaw muscles haven't developed. So when I
got a bleeding arsehole.
So when I sit still, I look like
what are you? What are you mewing
Whereas
for?
Whereas
no, you got to stop making weird noises.
Mewing. Great question. Say the letter N for me. N.
Sorry.
Jesus.
No, because you went mewing and that starts with a m, so I thought, why? He must have got confused himself.
I bet you got so done by
the.
I bet you got so done by the say the water, say water, say water, what do cows drink? Milk, didn't you?
Yeah, or what did you put in a toaster?
Toast.
Bread.
No, I know.
Oh. loser. Big loser.
So say the letter N for me.
Right, so it's nothing to do with
say
the letter
N.
No.
Right, so where does your tongue hit the top of your mouth there?
Yeah, no.
Stick it there. Leave it there. Force the tongue to your roof of your mouth.
Yeah. No.
Close your mouth around it.
No.
Look at you. You look like a YouTube video.
Ethan, because you... what's going on? Why are we doing this?
I love that question from you. That's so 2024.
Yeah, which
really
we're in.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You've caught up to me. So mewing is it's the latest thing. Everyone's doing it. It's the latest thing.
You're the first person that I know what who's doing it.
Basically, what it does is, essentially, Joe, the human face is finished. As far as a piece of machinery goes, it's clapped. It's dirty.
Clapped.
It's a finished baller at this stage, right? Yeah. It's dusty. It's done.
Dusty clap.
It's dusty clap finished, and it's certainly not, you know, anything good. And apparently the face isn't growing how it used to because we don't eat enough hard food, so we don't need to chew. So
I eat loads of hard food.
So what this does do... Oh,
no. You're going to have to cut that out.
So it gives you an Indian accent, first of all. Sorry about that. I'm trying to talk with my tongue in the roof of my mouth.
No. Right, so what this does
I really apologise for that. That was completely...
It was unfortunate. So, what does it do?
So what this... Normally. I'm going to... So what this does is... Yeah, put the tongue to your mouth. Supposedly... I don't remember. No. It activates the gullet.
Nice.
And it slowly brings your jaw forward and it makes you really, it makes your face more broad.
Okay.
And apparently, Killian Murphy does it all the time. And
oh,
it makes,
yeah,
it gives you a nice jawline. It makes you breathe through your nose. So apparently, you live longer. You're sexier.
You live longer if your jaw's better.
It can change the whole shape of your teeth. It can make your teeth everything. It can.
How long do you have to do it for a day?
8 hours a day.
What?
Anytime you're not speaking to another human being, lock the tongue to the roof, man. What you do? Put the tongue to your mouth and then swallow as much as you can.
Oh, it makes me feel a bit sick, like.
Create a suction.
Where did you find out about mewing?
There's a bloke called Dr. Mew. I lied.
Fuck off.
And his dad invented it.
His dad invented mewing.
So now I breathe through my nose at all times. And it's basically...
At all times? I do like breathing through your nose.
It says apparently you should be able to get to the point where you exercise and then you breathe through your nose. Imagine that.
Jesus.
Yeah, so that, I'm big into that. I've added it to the routine. Okay?
I've been...
It's unbearable at all. It's constantly in pain. My tongue is killing. My jaw hurts. I'm struggling for breath a lot. But, you know, 6 to 8 months' time when my jaw can barely fit through the fucking door.
Like Quagmire.
I want to look like Quagmire. Yeah.
I've been trying to watch more telly. Do you know what I'm really getting into? I'm really getting into terrestrial telly.
Oh yeah.
Do you not like telly like
as
everyone
else?
It's
extraterrestrial
watching?
Telly. Fuck it, oh, not right, E.T. again. Right, shut right, up! Right.
So like you know what Americans call like satellite telly or whatever. So you got like
yeah.
Obviously you've got like your normal channels 1 to whatever. We've got like
go on, what else?
Keep it up.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, etc.
So there's a couple of shows that catch my attention. I tell you what I love at the minute. Like a traffic cops or a police camera
like a
action.
Road wars.
Now if you've not seen these, essentially a camera crew go around with police officers and they always get into a little bit of bother, don't they? But I'd say the one thing that fascinates me is whenever they catch the bad guy is just not fazed about the camera crew.
They never mention the camera.
They never. If I was there, I got caught and you sat there, you go fucking, I get pulled over, you go here we go, and I saw fucking Spielberg come out with his camera.
It's a guy
with a fucking boom mic, I'd lose my head. But they're just they're so blasé about it, aren't they?
Yeah, I always think that. And I wonder if in post they cut out any reference to the cameras.
Oh, that's a good
I'd be
point.
Like, don't, what are you filming? You're not filming
yeah,
me.
I'd be like
what? I've been pulled over, and now every like as many people as they want to can watch me get arrested
yeah.
for going 42 and a 30. I thought it was a 40.
And that's really it, me.
So
I'm
your New Year's resolution
boring
is
now,
to watch
minute.
More telly.
I've still not had a drink.
Yeah,
I've watched plenty of telly. How many steps have you got on the weekend? On Saturday. Go on,
Saturday or Sunday? And
Saturday,
the weekend.
Just one Saturday.
So if it's, I mean, obviously 10,000 isn't good, but that's like a daily good. So if it wants to be genuinely impressive, it has to be more than 20,000. So I'm going to say 20,000.
23,000.
That's really nice.
Good, that
is. It's nice.
But I forgot, me and you went out, Ethan, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I'd like to talk about this, actually.
Why?
Where was my invite?
You were invited, weren't you?
Weren't you?
Yeah, it was.
Weren't you?
It was in the group chat.
No, what happened is...
You were definitely invited.
When was I invited? So the fact that you ended that question, or you ended that statement with, weren't you? You know you didn't invite me.
Well, here's what happened. John Shin, the legend that is John
Shin. So who's John Shin, for people who don't know?
He's a YouTuber, United fan, lovely lad from New York. He got in touch with me and he said he's going out on that Saturday night, if you fancy it. And I said, yeah, of course I do.
Okay.
And I didn't invite Ethan, and I didn't invite Alex or
How did
Patterson.
You know about it, Ethan?
Patterson mentioned it to me, my housemate, and then I found out that McGraw was organising something, so I asked him.
Oh, so Joe organised it?
No. I just told John where we should go.
Right.
I didn't invite Patterson. So I didn't know Ethan was going to be there.
We all just invited
Cam
ourselves.
Cam was coming, and then Alex was coming to visit. Yeah, Mrs. And we thought you were coming as well.
What made you think I was coming? Was it the fact that at When was it?
I honestly thought John Shin would have invited you.
So you said, also, Ethan said, also, Joe, when and where for food tomorrow with John? Just, he tags you particularly. I'm not mentioned in this.
He's your organiser.
Then you said, Seven Sins for a drink and Kongs for dinner.
Can I just say,
And then Ethan says, nice one. This is a group chat with the three of us in. So it'd be quite easy at this point to say, come along if you want, Joe.
Yeah.
Then.
Excuse me, it was John's. John should have invited you, really.
Okay.
He?
Then next, now he's then the next day, Ethan says, what time for? You said, 7:30. Class. I can squeeze in the tune. And then he said, 7 actually, but come in 7:30. Great.
My understanding was John said to me, I'm going to get a group of people together on Saturday night. Where should we go? Yep. So I went, we'll go Seven Sins, I'll go Kongs. I am not in charge of the invites.
So it's gone from being you were invited to being it's not my fault you weren't invited. So which is it, Joe?
Was he invited, Ethan?
I wasn't even invited. I was just invited myself.
Interesting.
You should have invited yourself. Well, he said he missed you as well on the night.
You're joking.
He fucking fuming, weren't you?
Fuming.
So where's Joe Smith? He said, I come all the way from New York.
He didn't say
I
that.
I said he's probably doing a coffee tasting event or something.
Sure. What did you? How was it? That was it good?
It's good. So we watched Newcastle Liverpool in a bar in town.
Man City.
Man City. Poor Ethan. His hopes were up. 2-1. I don't know if you saw the game.
I watched the game. Yeah, and I watched it. I didn't have nothing to do.
Oh, but shout out by the way, because I was I've been that pub before by myself. And then this time I went again by myself.
Pathetic.
And the first time, I probably should have done it in chronological order. The first time I met a girl called Morgan, who is a slopper.
Oh.
You see?
And
you
might. Wait until Manisha is about this.
No.
She listens to the podcast.
Yeah. She is. And
that
also,
kind of she is a slopper. Sorry, Morgan.
If you don't mind, can I just briefly cast your minds back?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All the way to. God knows when. But.
Let me just set the timer to. God knows when. Enter.
All the way back. And I met a guy called Ollie at the Crazy Drunk Yard Golf.
Okay.
And
your stories are.
He's renamed it as well. The Crazy Wild Amazing Drunk Yard Golf. Just called Drunk Yard Golf.
And
the crazy, mental, huge,
proper, massive,
proper, manly golf.
And Ollie was really lovely to me, my two friends, and he got us a free drink. But however, in my moment of big ego-ness, narcissism-ness, I called him the wrong name. I called him Charlie.
You called him Charlie in the pod.
You didn't call him Charlie. You were asking for Charlie, weren't you?
No, I wasn't asking for Charlie.
Oi, Charlie.
No.
Hey, Charlie.
I'm calling him. I look silly. I look rude. Yeah, I look big-headed. And I corrected. Anyway, Morgan is the girlfriend of Ollie. Oh. And she kindly invited me over whilst I was by myself.
This
is
the first time he was by himself, by the way. So she was there the first time.
Right.
Now he's by himself again.
Yeah. And then I got invited over by them.
Again.
Wow.
But last time I get invited over, last time was too awkward, you see. But this time I thought, no, I'm gonna socialise.
So Charlie and Ollie. So Ollie and Morgan came on this night as well.
Ollie was working.
No, Ollie wasn't there. Ollie was working, so it was Morgan and her brother and another friend as well.
Okay.
So I sat chilling with them, which was lovely. And then all of a sudden, the whole gang came in. McGrath bumbled in.
Not the whole
in.
Gang, but yeah, some of the gang anyway.
We're gonna have to get John on.
John did.
Because I feel like John invited you and you said no.
What makes you feel like that?
Because he said, like, the other... Well, he called them the oldies, didn't he? Aren't coming because they can't hack it. Jay and all that.
Right.
So you must have been part of the oldies.
I never got an invite. It's fine.
Someone stuck in the lift. So we had a good night, though, didn't we, Ethan?
Something remarkable happened at the end.
What?
Something remarkable.
What?
Which I haven't disclosed. Actually, I might have disclosed.
You have disclosed it, yeah.
Did he?
You ignored this for some reason.
I was hanging around the bins after the night out. And
whereabouts? In Northern Quarter?
No, in the apartments.
Oh, cool. What were you doing that for?
Just having a little look around. And then I found a keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. No. I didn't want to get too into the keyboard. I remember exactly why I ignored this.
Yes.
For this moment right now.
Yeah.
You found a keyboard.
Sloppy Joe's, what can we please can we help you? Not that keyboard, like a sort of
Elton John.
Yes.
Yep. Not ergonomic. Well, it sounds probably still is.
Okay, let's just
quite ergonomic.
Yep.
But it was musical
unbelievable
in shape. And what I'd done was, well, I thought I'd take it upstairs. So I went two flights. Or a few flights. Who knows what floor I live on?
That's the thing. Now this is the annoying thing, isn't it, for Ethan? Because any would-be sort of burglars or murderers now know how many meters off the ground he is, so they can start throwing their javelins through the second floor window.
Who knows what floor I live on?
Fucking hell! God forbid.
Off I went, and I went in, and I plugged it all up. Plugged up the keyboard. Just one plug, actually. Whacked it in the wall there, switched it on, and a little sit down, clicked the on button, and it worked. It lit up, it was fine. I looked it up, it was like 150 quid for a new one.
So you've still got
a keyboard.
Have you got a little ditty for us?
A little litty.
How about this, Ethan, right? Like, what date are we on now?
We're recording on the 17th of January.
In 2 weeks' time, could I pick you up with the keyboard and you come in and play it?
Oh, yeah.
On the show?
Well, I've been practicing. Just once.
Do you think that's a good task?
I think that's great. And you can come here. We can put the keyboard in the middle here, just on the table.
Yeah.
And you can play us. Maybe you can play us out with a little song.
Oh, yes. Maybe I could.
Copyright free, please.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Any more gossip, Ethan, of your week?
Oh, no.
Nothing for you. Oh, the snow. You've been all right with it? You like it? Shit in it. Snow shit after Christmas.
No, I love snow.
After Christmas, snow is.
But it never snows before Christmas. So what are you on about?
Some places it does.
Yeah, but not in England very often.
I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Don't you like it sort of rustling and crunching underfoot? Don't you like that?
Magical.
Do you know what?
It's magical.
Let's be real. Day one's pretty good.
Day one is fantastic.
Day two, you're still holding up. Day three and day four, when it's just sludge.
Yeah, dark brown sludge.
It is shite.
But there is something truly wondrous about opening the curtains and he's, you know, snowman has been, or whatever happens. Snow is all over everywhere. Because where we live, the roads aren't that busy.
No.
It stuck and it's there and it's still there now to this very day.
Well, when it was, I got woken by Buck the dog at 6 a.m. on the snowy morning because he saw it was snow and wanted to go outside.
That's cute, isn't it?
Magical, isn't it?
Nothing like that. Your kid's first snow.
What if he thought it was ashes? What if he was scared? For if Buck were in, say, Pompeii, the reason he'd be barking outside was probably as a warning. How would a dog know the difference between volcanic ash and snow?
It's probably to the temperature.
Sorry, what the fuck just happened then? Fart. Why did Ethan turn into some sort of like philosopher all of a sudden?
He's lost his head, now he's got a keyboard.
Have you seen those people in Pompeii who've got turned into stone? It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah. It's mad.
Do you want to know, I've heard something about them. Do you know that's, in my head, inside that little thing is like a body, a human person. But apparently that's not the case. Apparently, what that is they've filled in the hole where the person was covered.
No.
And that's like a mould. They've used the body as a mould and they've then filled it with concrete.
And then they've took the body out?
No, the body's gone. But it happened hundreds of years ago, didn't it?
Hundreds? Was it thousands?
Thousands.
How long ago was Pompeii?
I've got an Agony Bands in front of me. Should we have a little?
Yeah, let's do Agony Bands.
You Google how long was Pompeii.
Agony Bands.
Ready? Agony Bands. Agony Bands.
Agony Bands.
Agony Bands. He wants to go with a name for our anonymous listener that got in touch yesterday.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Florence.
It's a boy. Right, this landed yesterday. And I brought up the snow for a certain reason, so keep listening. You ready? You listening, Joe? Joe? You listening?
2,000 years. Well done, everyone.
Dear Sloppers, I have made a very big mistake. I didn't say my mistake. My best friend since we're young headed off to work on a cruise tour in Africa for 6 months.
Have we recorded it in the bit? Was it after the other podcast where Joe went, I'm done with words? Have we recorded that?
I think that was now.
Was it? Yeah. I'm done with words. Right. So my mistake.
So my best friend...
Start again, I missed that.
Right, I've made a big mistake. My best friend since we were young has headed off on a cruise, working on a cruise tour in Africa for 6 months.
Brilliant.
He works as a blind magician, and although isn't blind, he's one of the most successful acts on the boat.
Of course he fucking is. It makes it a lot easier being a blind magician when you can see.
Yeah.
Before he left, he packed up his lovely fish to give to me and to take care of. I have done this many times before when he goes on his cruises. He places the fish in two different items. One, you've got a fish case that it can travel with. And two, he empties the fish tank for me then to refill at mine. I then transfer the fish into the tank. Happy days.
Beautiful.
After helping him pack, I waved him off at the shore. And I drove to mine.
When's the last time you got waved off?
I don't know. And I drove to mine. I got to work bringing the fish in from the car. As I moved the tank in, I became distracted by the TV show The Traitors that my flatmate had been watching.
Wow. Is this you?
For 5 minutes of watching the show, I was hooked. Six episodes later... Yeah. We all forgot about the fish and went to bed.
No.
In pure...
And the fish is just in the little briefcase.
In the hat. So he brought it in pure panic in the morning, I woke up and I forgot that I didn't sort the fish out. It was okay, though, as they can survive in the travelling pouch for up to 48 hours. As I thought, I just left them on the side. Anyway, as it turned out, I left them in the car. Frozen. Temperatures were -3 overnight and they all froze to death. Now, what do I do?
Oh, no.
Do I buy some new fish?
Yeah.
Do I make it out like they died but for another reason and not my neglect? No. Or do I simply own up?
It's tough, this. Because also, when it said fish, because the problem is, you know, it's one of those single plural things, isn't it? So fish is one, but fish is 1,000.
Yeah.
I was assuming it was one fish.
3.
Right. So if how do you know that and you've read the whole email and we don't know that?
It says he's got 3 fish.
Right. Didn't read that bit.
Did you know?
I don't think so. Did you know he had 3 fish, Ethan?
I don't know.
Anyway, maybe you did. Apologies.
Wait,
If he has one fish...
He has 3 wonderful fish. I must have missed that line. He has 3 wonderful fish.
So if one fish dies, you can just pretend it died of something else. But if all 3 fish have died at once, there's nothing you can do, is there? You have to... The obvious cartoon TV show thing would be to replace the fish. And that, don't get me wrong, that is incredibly tempting.
Fish aren't too expensive either.
No. The piece of piss.
Ethan, what would you... Piece of fish? What would you do, Ethan?
I've done the opposite to fish before.
What, you've brought them back from the
you
dead?
You gave birth to a fish?
No, I boiled them by accident. I don't know if I've told this before.
Can I just say this? You've not told this before.
Well, have I not?
I'm sorry. I don't know if I've told this before. Do you think Joe would be racked like this? That was the first,
you've
the
not
second
told this
time.
Before.
Do you know my mate Will? He used to be producer for Mr. Stephen House and Rooster
House.
Yeah,
we know
mates.
Him.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, he had 2 fish. I can't remember the names. I think because there's been a series of fish over the years, but these two might have been 09 after Luke 09, the Sunderland midfielder. And Schuller after Schuller on the Obi. I might be mistaken though. And what they just kept getting all like, the heads kept blowing up a bit and they kept like floating around all days. And that I was like, something's not right here.
I honestly thought you meant you boiled them.
Well, what happened was, it was in the summer and they were in the window and the water was just overheating. And they just couldn't bear it. So I kept changing out the water and I just couldn't work it out. And when they died, I worked it out.
Oh, too late!
It was too late.
Crucially, you've got to work it out before they all die.
They literally died, and then you went, oh my God, it must be because the water
greenhouse effect. So I put them in a Heinz bean can in the freezer.
Yeah, that'll call them off.
Try and bring them back to life.
Pop them in the freezer, see if that cools them down a touch.
Chuck them to the golf course.
What?
I took them to the golf course.
Don't say you put them on a tee.
I buried them in hole 5. Because...
what's their favourite number?
Just my happy place. Actually, no, hole 5 is the hardest hole. So I just thought maybe they can give me some luck in the future. I think that was the reason why. Just got them out the tin, poured them down the soil.
No, you didn't.
Kicked it over it.
So someone goes to grab anthem. The golf ball.
No, you didn't play the national anthem after you buried the fish.
I might have the video, actually. I'll have a look.
You played the national anthem?
For the fish.
What?
That was that.
So hold on. Can I just ask?
Of course you can.
Did you pour the fish into hole 5?
No, sorry.
All right. No. I can just imagine a golfer trying to get this ball out and pulls out a fucking fish at the same time.
No, it's near the tee.
It's time for the 9 out of 10 club. And this week, Joe, you're still on your healthy January kick, aren't you?
Yes.
So you said, get these bad boys. Someone messaged in, or you saw a video on Instagram
So it's an Instagram called EMCR.
Yeah.
And they do lots of, like, what's happening in Manchester.
And who
like,
is MCR? Who is she?
I don't know who EMCR, I don't know who MCR is.
What are you saying who for?
Well, you just got a bit muddled up there, didn't you?
I saw this and thought, wow, healthy. And I don't know if it's going to be 9 out of 10 or not, but it will, like the falafel did last week, help the soul.
Oh, the arsehole.
Not the arsehole. It might help the arsehole as well.
Yeah, our soul and the arsehole.
But welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
To Bondi Bowls.
It's obviously not pronounced like that because it's Bondi Bowls, isn't it?
Bondi Bowls. What would you have said, Ethan?
Oh, I would have said... yes, Bondi Bowl.
Where is Bondi?
Do they used to sponsor the conference?
I don't know where it is.
Bondi.
Is it Korean? Because yours is Korean, isn't it?
I've got Korean flavours. Do you know where Bondi is?
I have no idea.
Bondi Beach, is that Australia, isn't
Bondi
it?
Bondi Beach is Australia, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I assume, because they're all dead fit and healthy down there,
yeah.
The Bondi Bowls.
It reeks of Australia. It stinks of it. They
I've never
love
been to Australia.
This sort of food.
I have gone on Bondi Bowls' website.
Yeah.
To get a little bit more about it. It's essentially a big health kick.
Because what is a Bondi Bowl?
Here we go. Straight away, you're met with Bondi Bowls' values. Their values are pretty similar to ours. What's up?
What? Oh my god, this.
Can I sniff it and see what we see?
It smells like a teacher I used to have in year 5.
It smells like a what?
That smells like Mr. Petrus.
This smells like your old. The fuck's going on with this?
Smell it.
Ooh. It smells like a sandwich.
It's got like health food shop vibes.
Quite nice, that. So, their values on the Bondi Bowl website values, is honesty.
No.
Straight away, we are 100% transparent. We display our values proudly, whether that be with our macros, our pricing, our story. We're here to be open with you.
You know what, Bondi? Fuck off!
What does macros mean?
Macros are like... The macros are like how many bits of protein, bits of fibre, bits of carbs. So before you start eating it... I fucking hate stuff like this. I don't care about your story. Put some kale in a bowl, charge me 12 quid for it, and fuck off. I don't need this. We're transparent with our story. Because who cares? I don't need a story. I need a fucking snack.
Joe.
What?
This is the strongest tasting carrot I've ever had.
Oh, really? Are you two paid off by a big Bondi? What is a Bondi bowl for people who don't know? Because I didn't know until today either.
What a great carrot!
What in the CBeebies is going on here?
It's so strong.
There's no carrot in mine. Can I have a bit of your
carrot?
I'm
going to have a pepper now.
Can you tell us what a Bondi bowl is,
Joe? Wow.
Jim? I'm going to fucking hit
it. What a lovely pepper.
Oh, yes. Oh, I've got
essentially, what I've got in front of me, I've got the Korean one, so I've got black rice, kimchi, wakame, kale, edamame beans, pickled cabbage, and much... What does wakame? Wakame. And some chicken.
So what have I got? So I've got the Caesar one.
You have got the Caesar, which is lettuce, kale, tomatoes, sourdough croutons, chicken, and bits.
bits, no description on them. And Ethan's got the traditional Bondi ball. This is the one that sort of started the craze, is
essentially
it?
You've got the short end of the straw.
Colourful, isn't it?
They're so colourful. They're so healthy. This is the thing. It's probably the healthiest bowl of food I've ever seen. So should we have a little tuck in and we'll see you afterwards?
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, we have just demolished.
D with an apostrophe, demolished.
Demolished. Bondi bowls.
Back to Bondi.
What is it?
Bondi.
Ah, it's Bondi, innit? Let's just say we've had a bit of fun. Oh, yeah. And our vitamins have gone up through the roof. Gone are the days where we used to stuff our faces with oily chicken in Chicken Wars.
Oh, yeah.
And unhealthy snacks. Okay. January is the new us.
Yeah.
And we just ate. I had a pepper. Mm-hmm. Even was introduced to kale. Introduced to kale for the first time. There was some chicken in there.
Yep.
It was nice.
Yours seemed to be the worst of the three. So
mine
you had the crew.
Shite. Mine was shite. Shit. And then I had a bit of Joe's. And I was dead against sharing it with Joe. I was like, fuck off. Like, no, I'm having mine. Then I had Joe's. Yours was delicious.
Can I honestly say?
Yours was delicious.
So with this, when you sent me the video in the first place, I thought, fuck this. When you sent me what it was, I'm seeing all these little veg laid out and I thought, just fuck off. It's nonsense marketing. Like, it doesn't count. You're just trying to make people feel healthy and charge. Mine was absolutely sensational. I absolutely loved it.
Honestly,
I had the Caesar
yours
one.
Yours was fucking mint.
Just with chicken. So at the top, there's like the most popular Caesar one.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was...
I would get yours.
I will be getting that again. I can't believe how much I like that. I've never had a Bondi bowl before. I don't even know if that counts as a Bondi bowl. There was loads of like powdered something on top. It was absolutely amazing.
That'll definitely do something to your ass, that powder.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Everything's coming out all at once and it's just dry and got little small cracks in it.
Ethan.
Man was amazing.
Over to you, sir. I mean, this was not only a 9 out of 10 club, but this was educational, wasn't it?
I feel like...
I'll do that again. Ethan. Don't fuck it up this time. I feel like that was... What did I say last time?
Not just a 9 out of 10 club, but educational, wasn't it?
Not just a 9 out of 10 club, thank you. But educational.
I feel like I regret many years now where I've picked the easy route in life. The unhealthy route. When I've never quite had as... I think this is the best salad I've ever had.
You said it was the first time you've ever enjoyed a salad before.
I think so.
What stood out to you?
It just combined itself so beautifully. The kale, I don't think I've ever had that before. Honestly, I can feel the vitamins coursing through my veins.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like I might get fucking salad growing out my ears soon.
He's done a little joke.
Oh, for our audio listeners, Ethan scratched his ears and a bit of kale came out. I didn't see it coming. It's still surprising me now.
Christ, what a thing to say. Well done, Ethan. That was really good. Honestly, there's a little bit left of mine. I haven't finished it because it was taking a few. I cannot wait to get back into that.
Yours was delicious.
Mine was amazing. And definitely 9 out of 10.
And the thing is...
I loved it, and I feel so happy.
Yeah, because what we've done essentially is we've had a takeaway, but we've not felt like drab afterwards or guilty. I was a bit harsh on mine. Mine is a good one. But if I'm doing it again, I'm getting yours.
Yeah.
No, you should get the original.
I don't know. Like, what's in yours apart
it's
from it
all being
in your fucking
one.
Mouth? What?
It's the most popular one on the menu. The carrots are pickled.
So are mine. What sauce have you got?
Hummus.
Oh, I didn't have hummus.
Hummus. A big dab of hummus was underneath that chicken.
You had two lots of hummus?
It surprised me, the hummus. And then, I don't like tomatoes, but now I do. And black rice, didn't know it was a thing. Now it might be one of my favourite rices. Honestly.
Right, let's see. We're bringing out a new feature soon called Top 3, but I feel like we could do it early. Top 3 rices, go.
Sticky rice.
Yeah.
You've not quite mastered the top 3, have you, yet?
Black rice.
So which one? Brown, black rice? Or
black rice. Right. Black rice.
So is this from 3 to 1?
So what's going on here? So sticky rice.
Number 3.
One to 3.
Okay, right. Go again.
in reverse order.
Oh, no, because you've given away the first one now.
Start from the top.
Number one, sticky rice. Number two, black rice.
No.
Number three. Oh.
Annika Rice.
Oh, this is going to shock you.
Damien Rice.
Honestly, I don't think you're going to get this one, but I genuinely believe
rice
it.
Rice pudding.
Rice pudding.
Oh, fuck off.
It's rice pudding.
Rice soup he's picked.
What's your top three?
Top three rice.
rice cake.
Special fried.
Oh, you stole mine.
Incredible.
That's special fried.
That's number three.
Special fried.
What? Number two, I think, is probably onion rice from an Indian.
Oof.
Do you know, with the like, crispy bits of onion in it. Jeez.
I'll tell you what, don't be too shabby about your mushroom. Rice.
Mushroom rice is pretty good, but it's not as good as onion rice. Number one, I do love sushi rice.
Is that a thing?
Declan rice.
I like a good sticky, or have you? Can I introduce you to the coconut rice?
Oh, no.
All right, fuck off. Right, is this Bondi ball going in the...
For me, it's in. For you?
Yours is in.
For you, that's... No,
stay away from the Korean one.
You're reviewing yours.
What?
You're reviewing yours. Is yours 9 out of 10?
No. But yours is.
Right.
Can Ethan, I not review? Why,
you
why
cast
is the he
deciding
being tight?
Vote. You cast the deciding vote, Ethan. Is the Bondi Bowl 9 out of 10?
Well, here we are. And I think this is quite a monumental episode.
Go on.
Because we've learned. We've finally learned, I feel. Like, usually when there's arguments and things, and then it gets in, probably because of the argument taking place and the falling out, it's probably not worthy. This got us all very excited. It got us happy. Yeah. It got the magic back. With other things when they just probably scraped through and they didn't deserve it. The magic's back with this. Of course it's in.
Oh, the magic's back.
That's crazy. You know, might be going out today. We help people find different foods.
I've never had or even heard of a Bondi bowl.
Are we confident that we're going to throw people these bowls their way?
I'm up for it.
Are you going to throw your bowls their way, the listeners' way, and they're going to take them in and eat one today?
Snuff on my bowl.
I would definitely go with yours, Caesar.
Unbelievable.
I've not tried yours, Ethan. You were so tight, he said no. But if you go in, what's up?
Oh, that's horrible.
That was horrible.
I don't even
mate.
Know why I cut on them. That was horrible.
Anyway, any more healthy suggestions? Because we're doing well. Oh, we started off with probably the most healthiest Pepe's. And then we went to falafel wraps. And then we went and had a Bondi bowl. We got a vacancy for another.
Yeah, something healthy. Something that grew from the earth, maybe. Maybe a little pickled cookie. A little pickled cucumber, bruh.
Oh, no.
Maybe we could bring one of them. But actually, I've got a half gallon jar that needs eating.
Half a gallon of what? Cucumbers?
Pickled cucumbers, boy. You're going to slap one right in your nosh-hole next week. Let me tell you, I'm bringing them in. 9 out of 10 club coming next week. Thank you very much. Hit the subscribe button. Also, make sure you go to our Patreon. The link is in the description. Sloppy Joe's Pod on Patreon. Extra content, early access to all the podcasts as well. And you get all of our specials, our behind-the-scenes stuff. Whenever that comes out, it is going up on the Patreon. Bye!
Bye,
Ethan Wave!
Oh, yes. Bye. Bye from us. See you later. What is this?
Why do you say like Borat?
What is this? What is it?
There's a man in a tree. Let's see it. Cut to your camera.
Kale.
It's so nice. I've never had it before.
What is this? What is this?